The letters of the Rebbe in volume 16, letter number 5900, Baruch Hashem, the 5th of Kislev, Heitov Shiyudches, Brooklyn, to the Honorable Lekvoid Mr. Mordechai Sheyichya Sirkis. Rebbe says Shalom Avracha, and Rebbe says, it is with pleasantness that I received your letter in which you confirm receiving the New Year's greeting card, New Year's reading letter that the Rebbe sent him. So he confirmed receiving it. So the Rebbe continues on that. He says, may the blessed Hashem give that all the blessings that all of the Jewish people bless each other, the blessed Hashem should fulfill them fully, completely, all of it. And now, he wrote to the Rebbe, he says, what was his marriage, that the Rebbe remembered him? Why would the Rebbe send a New Year's card to this Mr. Mordechai Sirkis? What is his privilege? What is his merit? So, the Rebbe says, on the contrary, it would be a surprise had I not remembered you. Because he says, you are the head of the place which many of the sons and daughters of Israel, Ken Yirbo, live. Each one is a full world. So the Rebbe says, and by divine providence, I have the privilege that I'm able to do something as it relates to the education and through your support as far as buildings and support and similar. So while the Rebbe is involved in education, I guess he was probably the head of the city over there, or the head of the place, and that he used his office to help them out. So, of course you deserve a greeting card, the Rebbe says, because you've had the privilege. I am working as a, helping with the education over there, and you've had the supports, the buildings and further support. So the Rebbe says, all the hundreds of children that have been educated till now, and those who are educating now in the school, that they remind me not just about them, the children themselves, but also all those that help out in educating them in the spirit of authentic Judaism. So apparently this person never wrote to the Rebbe directly, but being one of the people helping out the Rebbe in the work that the Rebbe was doing in the education, the Rebbe sent him a New Year's card. So the Rebbe says, of course, you're very important because of your part in helping out. And the Rebbe just says, it is my hope that your efforts and your support should be in the way of Moshe V'Hoylech, should keep on adding and growing. So that way, if you do even more, it is by doing so much more, not only will, of course, negate any possibility of forgetting, but it will actually increase our relationship, our closeness, especially as far as the school goes. So the Rebbe says, to keep on doing even more, we'll become even closer, and we'll not only not forget you and send you a New Year's card, but that relationship will grow. So the Rebbe says, since you have merited to an influence in your community, so based on the saying of our sages of blessed memory, which is well known, that nothing in the creation is in vain. Everything has a purpose. It is my strong hope, and I'm also confident that you will utilize your influence to the fullest in the above direction. And my warm thanks is given to you ahead of time. Besides, the matter itself says thank you. You don't need my thank you, but I'm thanking you ahead. You know, some of the people, the Rebbe reached out to them through the Shana Tova card. The Rebbe told others also. And some of these people were surprised that the Rebbe would even remember them because they didn't have any personal acquaintances with the Rebbe. But the Rebbe did remember them, and the Rebbe actually takes advantage of this opportunity that the person says to the Rebbe, why he mentions him, telling him how important he is to the Rebbe, but telling him that he'll be even more important and he'll remember him better if he gets more involved. And Rebbe also knows that he participates in the big Fabringim for Yutis Kislev and Kfar Chabad. So the Rebbe says, for sure, as it's been your good custom last year and the years before, you will also this year visit Kfar Chabad on that very special clear day of Yutis Kislev, which is coming, which is days of awakening, arousal. It is a reminder, a remembrance to the victory of Chassidus, and the slogan that loving a Jew and loving the Torah and loving Hashem is really one. That's Chabad. All the three loves, love of another Jew and love of the Torah and loving of Hashem is one, with respect and with blessing. The Rebbe says to him that, of course, it would be a surprise if I didn't remember you because you have been helping. And the Rebbe wants to make sure that the people know and they appreciate it. But the Rebbe is encouraging him to do even more. Should build even a greater relationship. And the Rebbe encourages him to go visit Kfar Chabad and Yutis Kislev and be part of the celebration over there. Celebrates the victory of Chassidus.